Recorded Books presents Black Tide Sun by H.M. Long. Narrated by Moira Quirk and Samuel Rukin.
Mir. Mir encompasses both the chief island of the Mirish peoples, south of Eadine and east of the Cape, as well as the various other islands within their control, the Mirish North Isles and the Mirish South Isles, though rule of the latter has degraded in recent centuries and now resides primarily in the hands of pirates. The Mirish are well known for dabbling in strange magics, the secrets and traditions of which they guard with religious fervour. They possess one of the greatest naval forces upon the winter sea and are close allies with the Cape, leading these more peaceful neighbours into frequent war with Eadine. See also Mirish, Mirish Northern Isles, Mirish Southern Isles, Mirish Capesh Alliance. From the Wordbook Alphabetica, a new wordbook of the Eadines.
Chapter 1. The Demet. Samuel. The hush that followed the wind was portentous and thick with drifting smoke. The guns fell quiet in their cradles, and the rush of water against the hull ebbed as Hart slowed, nosing alongside his drifting prize. No roar of victory came from the dozens of armed men and women crowding the waist of my ship. Neither I nor their former captain had been a miser for discipline, so their mutters were low, their muskets primed but at ease. Nor did I hear defiant or vengeful cries from the pirates on our prize's deck, though they were slung about with pistols, cutlasses, and machetes, and marksmen hung in their rigging. Outnumbered, outgunned, and exhausted from 2 days' pursuit, the flag flying from their mainmast was white, cross-hatched with red. Not a flag of surrender, but of parley. Their captain stood on the quarter-deck with two helmsmen, who cradled muskets and held their posts with resentment in their eyes. She called in accented Eadine, "I am flattered you risk so much for my head, Aid," as she came forward to lean on the rail, her voice easily carrying the dozen yards of docile waves between our ships. Her greying hair was braided, its length tied by a black silk ribbon, and she wore a felted cocked hat, with a blue overcoat faded to spruce. Her eyes were rimmed with black against the usual glare of sun off snow and ice and winter sea. The pirate continued with feigned apprehension. "Bringing the fleet breaker's daughter into Mirish waters?" She gestured to the woman beside me in her pale blue calico skirts and oversized wool coat. "Mary Firth, daughter of the infamous storm singer known as the Fleetbreaker, had her arms crossed over her chest." But at this she raised one hand a margin and fluttered her fingers in a wave. She was tall and dark-haired, her head uncovered to the wind in a way that no mother on the winter sea would condone.
"She knows who I am."
Mary squinted at our would-be captives, speaking quietly to me.
"We may soon be notorious, Sam."
"Is that not our intention?" I murmured back. "If you wanted obscurity, you should have gone south with your mother." Mary hid a smile and called over the water in her rounded, inland accent.
"Mirish waters, you say? I see nothing but fog. Though we've a letter of marque from the Eusty Queen, and the right to be wherever we see fit."
The pirate captain snorted.
"The fog that you called yourself, witch, and letters can burn. Captain, let us resolve this before we have a patrol on our heads." "Very well, Ophalia Mona."
I drew up to the quarterdeck rail and faced the other captain over the stretch of sea. Mary stayed where she was. "I am Captain Samuel Rosser of Hart, privateer under commission of the Eusty Crown. Surrender yourself. You are taking on water, you have no storm singer, and falling into the hands of your countrymen will be your death. Come with me back to Heston, and you will face fair trial under the Eusty for your crimes against their ship."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?